and the king will answer them. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Matthew 25:40. I am Rob West. Millions of people around the world need the basic necessities of life, but even more importantly, they need the gospel. One organization is helping them receive both. Kelly Miller joins us today with an impact report. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we're delighted to have Kelly Miller back with us. He's president and CEO of Cross International, an organization that's changing the lives of poor individuals and families around the world, and an underwriter of this program. Kelly, great to have you back.
Rob, always great to be with you, and of course, all of the Faith and Finance listeners. Thanks so much.
Well, we're excited about this partnership to tell people about this amazing work that you all are doing. Cross International is, of course, active in more than a dozen countries. And I want to share how you work closely with many partner organizations as well to carry out your mission. How important is it to use that approach?
Yeah, Rob, thank you for the question. I mean, it's foundational. It's our ministry model as an organization. In partnering with Christian organizations, churches, and Christian nonprofits in the countries where we work. They know their communities, the people, much better than we do. You know, and what has God called them to do? How do we as an organization and our program experts walk alongside them to help them do what God's called them to do in deeper and wider ways to affect those that are just in such high need and to share the love of Jesus?
It's always better to work with folks in country, so I'm thrilled that that's a part, but it's also a beautiful picture of the body of Christ coming together. Now, I know that results are important to you, so share with our listeners a bit of an impact report on what God's doing.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, you know, it is living and sharing the love of Jesus with people, right? And just being that shining light, and through that, is how do we affect their lives from a physical perspective? And just a really brief overview, you know, each year about almost 40,000 children and adults receive food support with Cross and our partners. You know, last year we did over 3 million in servings of fortified rice, and over 16,000 people had access to clean and safe water, and hundreds of thousands of people received medicines and medical supplies. And you know, I could go on and on and on, but at the end of the day, it is affecting the lives of people both spiritually and physically for opportunity for life and hope and a faith-filled future.
That's incredible. Obviously, a lot of impact taking place all over the globe. Now, you mentioned Haiti specifically, and I know that country, Kelly, has been ravaged by natural disasters, gangs, even political instability. So share with us what you're able to do in the midst of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, thank you for the question, because even in the midst of all of the chaos that we see in the news today, incredible ministry work is going on, and you just don't see it in the news, right? So Cross is involved in primary education and tutoring for thousands of children around the country. We get the privilege to provide generally the only nutritious meal of the day for these kids. We have got vocational training for nurses and IT people in the southern part of the country that help provide jobs for so many. So it really is, in spite of what we see in the news, which is very real and yes, and very, very negative, there's a lot of God's shining light that's going on in Haiti today.
Well, in particular, in these African nations where AIDS has ravaged these populations, Kelly, how are you able to serve these vulnerable children who may not even have homes?
Right. Well, again, very, very challenging environments, and this is what God has called us to do as an organization with our local partners. So oftentimes, we reach children and their families through kids. So we provide a lot of education support and tutoring. Again, basic meal support for children that don't get that meal at home. And again, oftentimes it's the only nutritious meal a day. We're rebuilding homes for people. I mean, oftentimes homes that are made out of mud that are devastated by cyclones. We get to build cinder block and tin roof homes for long-term stability for these families.
Incredible. Well, we're so honored to partner with Cross International. When we come back, we'll actually hear from one of those partners. Dr. Victor will share about the work happening in Malawi to both meet physical and spiritual needs. Much more with Kelly Miller from Cross International just around the corner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Many people assume getting to heaven is easy. Just being a good person is enough. But Jesus says no, the way is not broad, but narrow. It requires intentional pursuit of Christ, and yet it's by faith, not works. Jesus says in Luke 13, "Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able to." The narrow door is Jesus himself. Following him means living by faith and repentance, and it's not always easy, but this is the path that leads to eternal life. So don't be content on the broad road. Run to Christ, the narrow gate, and enter while that door is still open to you. Try out Anchor Devotional today. You can get it in print at getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Weekday mornings at 8 Central, Pastor Jeff Shreve offers Real Truth for Today.
I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries.
The world around us is rapidly changing, but God and His truth will never change.
I may be the host of the show, but I want God's Word and His truth to be the star of the show.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve each weekday morning at 8 Central for Real Truth for Today on American Family Radio.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
The sweet children of Malawi. Hi, I'm Rob West. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm joined today by Kelly Miller. He's president and CEO of Cross International, a partner of ours here at Faith and Finance. And Kelly, give us some context. Tell us about these children in Malawi that we're just now hearing.
Don't you love hearing that, Rob?
I
well,
do.
That's in southwestern Malawi, right? Out in the bush, if you fly down to Blantyre and drive west out into the bush to a little village called Tanganyika, which is where we serve about 7,000 people. 500 of those are children, as I mentioned before, that we get the opportunity to provide that single meal of the day. They'll walk 3, 4, or 5 kilometers to come to that one village, and they get school tutoring, evangelism, worship time together, fun, games, all that kind of stuff. And this is just game-changing for these kids. It really is. So you just got to hear a little bit of some of those kids and some of the joy from their voices.
Oh, incredible. And for many of them, this will be the only meal they have. Is that right?
It really is. Yeah, it is a challenging place there in Tanganyika and the surrounds. Again, for most of these kids, this is the only meal of the day that they'll get.
Yeah. Well, folks, each quarter we have the opportunity to shine a light on an incredible ministry. And this quarter, it's Cross International. As we talk about using money as a tool for good, being able to be a part of where God is at work, and clearly the vulnerable across the globe is on God's heart. And so we're so thrilled to shine a light on Cross International, an organization that's changing the lives of poor individuals and families around the globe. Kelly Miller with us today. Kelly is president and CEO. And Kelly, we talked before the break about how you work so closely with partner organizations in these countries. And I know we're going to have an opportunity to hear a short testimony from one of those partners. Set this up for us.
Yeah, well, we get the opportunity to work with one of our partners called the Mbuya Development Center in southern Malawi. And Dr. Victor Menzi-Kapita is our local leader there. And he's an amazing man. He and his family with Cross run this ministry. And so what you're going to hear from him is, again, just one snapshot, but a snapshot of daily life and the reality that these kids and families, communities are living in today.
Let's listen to that now.
If the feeding program was not there, several things would happen. One, many of them would not go to school. And therefore, the cycle of poverty, you know, they have a mother who is not educated and uneducated as well. Number two, the girl child will be married at 11 or 12 or 13 because the mother is struggling to feed them. So if they just reach maybe puberty, the mother will say, let me find a husband so that I can leave this one go and I will have two kids now instead of having this one as well. So early marriages are being prevented because of what the project is doing. The children themselves, we teach them life skills. And the life skills have given them an opportunity to dream again and say, I want to become a nurse, I want to become a pilot, I want to become this and that. And they are motivated enough to move forward.
Wow. It truly is life-changing as you hear that. But it's more than that, Kelly, because not only are the physical needs being met, the spiritual needs are as well, right?
Oh, indeed. And that's, you know, how we look at the whole person. And sharing and living the gospel of Jesus. We really look at you know, so many verses, but we always love 1 John 3:17. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? And we don't use that as a condemning verse at all. That's an empowering verse, right? That you're sharing the love of Jesus, the truth of a God that created each of these children, their families, and they are a child of God, and how do we provide for them both physically and spiritually so they know that they've got opportunity to live in eternity with God forever?
Well, Dr. Victor goes on to share how Cross is able to share the love of Christ through the open door there in Malawi. Listen to him.
The children need to learn the gospel. They need to know the word of God while they are young because when they grow without it, it becomes difficult later on in life. They can be able to survive. They can be able to know that in my life, the provider is God. All of us are just servants, and it's God himself who is caring for them, and they will understand where to cry to, who to pray to, in order for them to improve their lives and improve their livelihood. But also, we have an ultimate goal that we want as many people as possible to enter the kingdom of God. We believe that the gospel is the only thing that matters. We have Christ's love in us, and that Christ's love is the one that compels us to want to support these children.
Wow, what an incredible opportunity. Kelly, we want to invite our listeners to partner with you in this incredible work. And I know you have a major initiative going on called Thriving Kids, which is aimed at orphaned, vulnerable, and disabled children, not just in Malawi, but more than a dozen other underserved countries. Share the details.
Yeah, thank you again for asking. So what we call our Thriving Kids Initiative, as you alluded to, you know, we try to look at the world through the lens of the eyes of a child. And what's it going to take to create an opportunity, not a guarantee, but an opportunity for that child to thrive? So we know if we can positively affect the family, if we can positively affect a community around that child, and then establish a rooted and a growing faith life. Those three things. That's what all of our programmatic aspects, whether it's safe water, food and shelter, education, income generation, all of that we do. If we can affect those three things for those children, it's a tremendous platform for these kids to be able to move forward in life.
Mm. Well, Kelly, I know that many of our listeners will want to support this amazing work that you're doing at Cross International. So tell them where they can go to do that.
Yeah, we would be so thankful and blessed with Faith and Finance listeners to partner with us. They can go to our website, which is crossinternational.org/faith. And the point of it all, Rob, like you're saying, so many listeners are going, well, what can I do? How do I help? And this is a tremendous way to kind of step over that bridge if there's a barrier there, to be able to get involved and help and share the love of Jesus with some of the most vulnerable children and families and communities on the face of the planet.
Yeah.
About $62 a month helps provide for a child with life-saving resources, again, like nutritious meals, clean and safe drinking water, and the foundational hope found only in Jesus.
Mm. Folks, we put a special page up so you can, as the Faith and Finance listening audience, get connected with this incredible work. You know, I believe with my whole heart that the reason God entrusts to us what he does is so in part we can be connected to where he is at work. And clearly, this is one of those giving opportunities that is on the heart of God, the way I read scripture. And so you can head there right now to be a part of this. Again, it's crossinternational.org/faith. That's crossinternational.org/faith. And as Kelly said, $62 a month can provide a child with life-saving resources like nutritious meals, clean drinking water, and teaching about the hope only found in Jesus. Kelly, it's an honor to be partnered with you. We'll be praying and asking our listening audience to pray, but also to support this incredible work. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you and all at Faith and Finance.
That's Kelly Miller, President and CEO of Cross International, an organization that is truly transforming lives around the world and helping to lead many impoverished individuals to Christ. Crossinternational.org/faith. We'll be right back.
Thoughts of the child you were carrying keep pouring over in your mind. A deep, unrelenting sadness overshadows your days, and you wonder if you will ever feel whole again. There is hope and healing from a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline, 866-482-LIFE, and talk with someone who has been where you are. Your call is confidential, and we will help you find healing. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
What we believe about the Bible is based on what we believe about its source.
The God Who Speaks, the award-winning documentary from the American Family Association, is now available in a special limited edition DVD set. This release includes a Sunday school curriculum and 2 hours of additional footage. Go to thegodwhospeaks.org to get your copy today. thegodwhospeaks.org.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
If you believe in the work of the American Family Association and you want to ensure that it continues for generations, consider including a gift in your will or trust. It's one of the most popular and effective ways to give. You'd simply connect with one of your advisors who would help you include language in your will or trust to include a specific gift to the American Family Association. If you'd like to learn more or connect with an advisor who can help you with that, just go to AFAFoundation.net.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. The number, 800-525-7000. You can call right now, 800-525-7000. Sandy taking our calls today. She's ready. We're looking forward to diving into whatever's on your mind. You know, here's our goal in this program every day. We want to be an encouragement to you. We want to help you live as a wise and faithful steward, recognizing money is a good gift from God. It's to be used as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Our role, not owner, but manager. We're a steward of everything that God has entrusted to us, and so we want to help you manage that wisely. Now, we recognize you have very specific and practical decisions that you make each day in your financial life. So we want to help you tackle those, whether it's paying down debt or managing your spending, perhaps investing for the future or giving wisely. We want to help you do that in light of a biblical worldview. So again, call right now. The number is 800-525-7000, and we'll begin taking your calls here in just a moment. In the news today, the Federal Reserve Board gathers for its March meeting today in Washington, D.C., as analysts far and wide expect it to hold steady on interest rates. Now, while that's about as exciting as Groundhog seeing its shadow, some observers say they'll be watching for whatever else Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says at the conclusion of the meeting. Those meeting notes and his comments are what everybody focuses on. Does the Fed see the economy weakening? Well, if so, that will lead to more rate cuts. Will inflation continue to inch downward ever so slowly? You know, those are the questions that many investors have, and if they don't have them today, they'll have to wait until May when the Fed meets again. So we'll certainly be watching. The stock market is up ahead of that decision, at least at the open. The Dow Jones up a bit more than a half of 1%. The S&P 500 up nearly 0.75%. The NASDAQ leading the way up nearly 1 full percent. We'll certainly watch that. And obviously, the Fed's comments will move the markets this afternoon. So we'll keep an eye on it. All right, let's dive into your calls today. Again, 800-525-7000. Calls are coming in, but we've got a few lines open at the moment. We're going to begin in South Carolina today. Hi, Gloria. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob.
Thank you for your call. How can I serve you today?
I'm 83 years old, and I lost my husband in December, and I have a variable universal life insurance policy on myself, and I've never had to handle anything like this, and I don't know what to do with it, if I should continue to pay premiums or cash it in or what.
Yes.
Could you give me some instructions?
I would be happy to. And first of all, I'm so sorry, Gloria, to hear about the loss of your husband. And I want to send you a book when we're done here today. It's called Wise Women Managing Money. One of our good friends here on the program, Miriam Neff, her husband Bob passed away. And after being thrust into that role of managing the family finances, she started a ministry called Widow's Connection. Just understanding that can be overwhelming. It can feel like a lot that's been placed on you. And she just has the ministry to encourage God's people in that. But she wrote the book, Wise Women Managing Money, for that purpose. And we're going to send you a copy of that today as our gift to you. And hopefully that will be helpful to you. You know, as you think about this, You know, here's some factors to consider. I think, number one, you want to determine the type of payout that you're entitled to. If you're the beneficiary of his VUL, then you would receive the death benefit. But if it was on you and there was another beneficiary, then obviously, you know, it remains intact. What is the situation with this particular policy?
I recently changed my beneficiary because he was mine.
Okay.
To my daughter's.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so I think then the next step is to assess the policy value and the performance of it. So if the cash value, which is the portion inside that product that grows over time, that you have the ability to take out or let continue to grow, if it's grown significantly, you could go ahead and lock in those gains and pull it out. You know, the market obviously is down in correction territory, but it's been doing very well over the last couple of years in particular, and certainly even beyond that. So this has probably grown quite a bit. The variable nature of this policy probably has it pegged to a market index. I think the second thing you need to take into account is the tax implications, because although the death benefit is tax-free to beneficiaries, when you surrender the policy for its cash value, you're going to pay income tax on the gains. And that's just simply the amount exceeding the premiums paid in to the policy, if you have any. And so you'll just want to check with your CPA. And if you don't have one, this would be a good time for you to get one, somebody who can come alongside you just to provide that counsel so you understand before you do anything what the tax implications are. And then if you didn't cash it out, you could take a partial withdrawal. You could convert it to an annuity, which would allow you to get lifetime income on it. And you'd want to do all of that in light of your long-term goals. So those would be the considerations. Now, let me ask you this, just kind of at a higher level, Gloria. Do you or did you and your husband have an advisor that you worked with?
We didn't.
Okay.
Well, our tax, the person that did our taxes.
Yeah, very good. Well, that's good that you had a tax professional. I think this is probably a good time for you to have a financial advisor, somebody who could come alongside you and not only look at the inner workings of this particular policy, this variable universal life, and help you understand what your options are and whether you should leave it there or convert it to an annuity or cash it out, but also just look at your overall financial picture and where your assets are and just help you understand what your income needs are at this point, what income sources you'll have, what your budget looks like, and then how to position your assets to protect what you have, continue any giving you're already doing, but then also the management of those assets as well. And that's why we created the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation here at Kingdom Advisors, so that you can have someone who understands your values as a Christ follower, but who could bring professional financial advice in light of biblical wisdom. You can find a CKA on our website at faithfi.com. Just click find a professional, or we can have somebody from our team connect with you and actually do that search for you and give you a list of names over the phone if you would prefer that. So let's do this. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more off the air and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
We're going to talk about the further issue, our response, who's behind this.
Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7.
Talk is cheap.
Honest, insightful.
Doing nothing is creating chaos in the world. Danger for America.
Sandy Rios informs listeners from a Christian worldview.
It's time to act in the polls, because I have to tell you, most of them are just doing nothing.
Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. financial wisdom for living well. SoundMindInvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. This is biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Not because it comes from me, but because we look to God's Word as the source for all the wisdom we share here on this program each day. By the way, if you'd like to become a FaithFi partner that helps us reach more people to be wise and faithful stewards with God's money, we'd love for you to do that. Those are folks that come alongside us at $35 a month, and you can partner with us at FaithFi.com. Just click give. We'd be delighted to send you 4 copies of Faithful Steward, our magazine, pre-release copies of all of our studies and devotionals. And by the way, our next study is due out next month. It's called Wisdom Over Wealth, 12 Lessons on Money from Ecclesiastes. We're so excited about it. Can't wait to put it in your hands. I think it really could be a blessing to you as you consider this really important book in God's Word and all the wisdom to share around money and wealth and how we can steward that well. Again, to become a FaithFi partner, just head to our website, faithfi.com, and click shop there at the top of the page or give. All right, let's head back to the phones. Looks like we're nearly full, but we've got one line open, 800-525-7000. To Indiana. Hi, Jane. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Rob, for taking my call. I listen to you regularly, and I'm so thankful.
Well, thank you.
My question, I'd love to listen. I learn a lot as well. My father is 96. He's in a nursing home. He has dementia, not severe, but at any rate, the bottom line, my question to you is this. He has a small home, not worth a whole great big bunch, but he put a significant other person's name on the deed to the home about 20 years ago. And they both now are elderly. She is interested in selling the home and didn't know how that might impact or affect his ability to stay where he is because he's Medicare, Medicaid. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what do we need to be thinking about here? Would that change things a lot, or what would happen? Do you know?
Yeah, it's a good question, and there's obviously a lot of considerations here, and I think at the end of the day, you're going to need some, or he is, or you on his behalf, some professional counsel here, both on the legal side as well as the tax side, but I'll give you a few things to think about. First of all, is there a power of attorney? Is there somebody that has responsibility for your dad's affairs?
He does not want one of those. I am at this point able to talk to him and help him make decisions. And so I do that, but I don't have POA.
Okay. Yeah. And so that obviously is a consideration, just, you know, given that he has the onset of dementia. You know, if it involves his incapacity and there's medical evidence of dementia, then, you know, that obviously triggers a whole host of other legal issues. But I think with regard to the sale of the home, first of all, there's your father's capacity. And so does he have the ability to understand consent to the sale? And that's known as mental capacity. If that's impaired, he can't comprehend the transaction, then he can't legally agree to it or sign the documents. Without a power of attorney, you know, that does create some challenges with that in particular. And so you would have to address that. You know, obviously there's the co-owner's role and she has her own rights to the property if she's listed. Do you know if it's titled joint tenants with right of survivorship or tenants in common?
Tenants in common.
Okay. So each owns then a separate share, often 50-50, unless specified otherwise. And she can't sell his portion without his consent or someone acting for him. And so, you know, that would be an issue that would have to be addressed. If, in fact, he's medically incapacitated, then since there's no POA, you know, that would often involve petitioning the court for somebody to become his guardian or conservator. And so you'd have to deal with that. And then there's the issue of Medicaid eligibility, which, as you said, you know, may play into this. And so if the property sold, his portion of the money could push him over the asset limit, and that could make him ineligible for Medicaid. So I just think there's a lot of practical considerations here. Does he want to sell, or is she pushing for the sale?
I would say he probably would say no at this point, but not thinking clearly on, you know, everything. And for her, you know, there's a lot involved in it because she's elderly and somebody has to mow and take care of the inside of the property, yada, yada. So it's getting to be a burden for her.
Yeah. No, I certainly understand that. Well, I think at the end of the day, there are a number of considerations here. Selling is possible, but it's going to require, just based on the limited information I have, it will likely require court intervention due to his dementia and the lack of a POA. And then it could absolutely affect his nursing home funding if Medicaid is involved. So I would say your next step is to consult an elder law attorney, somebody who can guide you on both the guardianship and the Medicaid rules specific to your state. And you're going to want to bring the deed and the details about the nursing home funding when you have that meeting.
Gotcha. Got ya. Otherwise, Rob, if I can talk to my dad and I feel pretty good about that, and he were to say, yes, let's just go ahead and sell, would that eliminate the expense of the elder attorney?
Yeah, I mean, I think the issue is whether or not he's medically, you know, incapable of making that decision on his behalf, because you don't have the legal authority to do that for him. And so, you know, that's really where the legal issue comes in there, in terms of his ability to even consent to the sale. And then I think you all are going to need to understand the implications of the sale of that asset with regard to his ability to continue to have nursing home funding. And it may require just that you spend down those assets and then, you know, it would kick back in.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, that makes sense. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. We appreciate your call, Jane. And I know this is a difficult situation, but I'm delighted to hear you're walking alongside your dad in this. Thanks for being on the program today. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Kyle. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. I really appreciate you sharing your wisdom with me and with us. And I've listened to your show and learned a lot. So I want to start by saying thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So I am in a situation, 57 years old, considering retirement and a relocation to go along with that. If I sell my current home, I'll probably have around 200,000 equity there. The relocation, I will need probably an additional 200,000. So I have a pension that I can either do a lump sum or annuity. If I go the annuity route, it will be probably maybe $100, $200 short of covering any bills that I would have. Also, to get the $200,000 I need for the house, I have a 401k that's funded around 500, 530. Okay. Considering taking the money, 200 out of that, to eliminate any kind of house payment.
Okay.
And kind of another twist on that is maybe taking half this year, getting a loan to get me to next year and doing the other half.
That's not a bad idea either. Well, that's really helpful background. Stay right there, Kyle. I've got to hit a break, but I'll give you my thoughts on the other side. We'll be right back.
The Awakening with Bishop E.W. Jackson.
We have not been made the greatest nation in the history of mankind. By denigrating God, we have become the greatest nation on earth because we are a nation that acknowledged Almighty God to be the source of our values, our rights, our liberties, and that therefore we are accountable to Him.
The Awakening on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We're going to dig a little deeper into the verse we started with, Matthew 6:24 and a few others. We cannot serve God and money. That generosity is a key piece of this as well. I think about what Ron Blue, the author, says often, and that is that giving actually loosens the grip that money can have over our lives.
Faith and Finance with Rob West, weekdays at 9 a.m. Central or on the AFR app.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Before the break, we were talking to Kyle in Texas. Kyle is 57. He's looking to relocate. He's got a couple $100,000 of equity in his house. He needs probably a couple hundred more for the relocation after he sells and pulls that equity out. He's got access to a pension and a 401k, trying to keep his expenses as low as possible in this transition. So he's wondered if he should take some money out of the 401k to cover that purchase, just to keep his lifestyle spending down as low as he can. Let me ask you, Kyle, so go back to just your situation with regard to work. So are you, as you make this transition, are you, or will you be fully retired at that point?
Yes, I will be. Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about your income sources, whether or not you have a mortgage. So you've got the pension that could either be a lump sum or an you could annuitize. Although if, you know, that could be considered because you're under 59 and a half, if that's a defined benefit pension, the traditional employer pension that was funded by your employer, you know, you could have that 10% penalty if you start to take that money out prior to age 59 and a half. So you would want to avoid that. But what is that lump sum that's available to you? Do you know?
On the pension is about 400, 430, 425.
Okay. Got it. And if you annuitize, what are they going to give you per month?
It would be 2,500, I believe.
Okay. And are you married?
And that's married, and that's, yes, for 100%.
Okay.
So I could adjust that 80-20 or something like that.
That's 2,500 for your life and hers?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. And then you've got a 401k, and you say you got about, you know, 530,000 in that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so obviously you're not eligible for Social Security, and even if you were at 62, I'd encourage you not to take it. So you're really going to have to depend on, you know, a monthly income stream from either the lump sum from the pension where you begin to draw, you know, something out of investments, or the annuity, and then you'll supplement that with an income stream from the 401k. I mean, are those going to be your two income sources?
The wife and I both are looking into some part-time work. We don't want to be back, you know, in the full-time deal, but we want to be able to travel and do some ministry. So,
yeah,
want to keep that flexible. But I believe both of us, the plan is to work, you know, at least part-time until that Social Security age.
Yeah.
Try to push that as far as we can.
Yeah, I like that option. Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking about. I mean, ideally, I'd love to preserve the 401k and not have you cut that, you know, down by a couple hundred thousand, even if that meant, you know, you had to take on a mortgage, and especially if you all are going to be working to supplement. I mean, if you could, you know, potentially either take the lump sum and, you know, have 400,000 and pull 4% a year, you know, out of that. Although again, that's going to, you know, because you're taking it out prior to 59 and a half, you are going to have a penalty there. So that's going to be expensive money, but you could pull 16,000 a year out of that. And I would, you know, feel comfortable you could make that up if it's invested properly. But again, you're going to have the taxes plus the 10% on top of that. So that could be 30% of, you know, from every check that you're having to set aside for the IRS, or more, 35% perhaps.
Right.
And then the same thing on the 401k, you know, you pull that out prior to 59 and a half, you're going to have all of that money. Let's say you had, you know, 100,000 this year, 100 next year, it's all going to be added to your taxable income on top of your other income, and then the 10% penalty on top of it. So, you know, if you did have the option to continue to work, and between the two of you, you could cover your lifestyle spending, live modestly, take on that mortgage with the goal of, you know, paying it off, I would try to wait until at least you get past 59 and a half, if not beyond that, just so you could preserve the 401k and the pension money, and, you know, have Social Security down the road, which would set you up for the future. But it would require perhaps you put in a few more hours right now than maybe you were planning as you relocate. But I think there's a big win that comes from that by having these assets and not spending so much on taxes. Does that make sense?
It does, yes. Yeah. Does the rule of 55 apply to the 401k?
It certainly could, yeah. So for the 401k, you know, because you're separating from employment, you're exactly right. You could, you know, take it under the rule of 55, which would help you avoid the 10% penalty, but you're still going to have all that taxable income for the, you know, on top of your existing full-time work, at least for this year. And then the rule of 55 would not apply to the annuity.
Okay, so, that was my other question too, if it would apply to the pension or not. I didn't think so, but okay.
Yeah. So I'd check with your CPA on that, just kind of get the rundown on that and, you know, make sure you understand the implications of all of this, and then decide, you know, is it worth it for this big tax bite, or do we just continue working and, you know, take the opportunity to try to, you know, cover our expenses. Maybe you work less hours because you're not saving for the future. You know, you're relying on these assets that you've built up, but you are having to service a mortgage, and, you know, maybe you weren't planning on that, so that requires you work a little bit longer. But all the best to you, Kyle. Hey, what are you most looking forward to in this next season?
You know, I think, you know, we're spending time with grandkids, and then we plan on doing some disaster relief ministry type.
I love that.
Stuff. So,
yeah, you know, we had
a few trips to El Salvador as well, so we want to go back.
Yeah, you know, one thing you may want to check out with regard to disaster relief is, if you listen to AFR, you've probably heard of 8 Days of Hope. Is that ministry familiar to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so that's a great ministry. I just talked to a caller the other day. He took early retirement. He's been out volunteering with 8 Days of Hope for the last year, and he loves it. And, you know, it's an opportunity to serve those in need with the hope of Jesus and some real practical assistance. So you may want to look at that as well. Well, listen, all the best to you. If we can help you along the way, don't hesitate to reach out. Let's go to Tennessee. Hi, Jody. Go ahead.
Hey, Rob. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate your ministry.
Thank you.
I am 59 and a half, still currently employed. I've been working for 37 years. I have a 457. I understand that just found out that I can move that because of my age. I can move that out of the 457 and into a traditional IRA where I have more investment opportunity. Considering doing it either on my own or with a financial advisor that I currently have. But my question is, I want to continue working at least for a while. I'm not sure how long, and I want to continue to contribute to the 457. So if I move the majority of the money out into a traditional IRA and I continue to contribute to the 457, if I stay longer or if I retire, what are the options for moving? I'm trying to understand how to move the rest of it. Would it go into the same IRA? Would there be a different one? I'm not really sure how IRAs are set up, other than I know when you purchase them annually, you could put a certain amount in. But when I'm rolling this over, I know that's a different thing. I'm not really sure I understand how that works.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good question. So if you're still employed and contributing to the 401k, then you're talking about putting new contributions and after you roll over what's there currently, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So if the plan, allows another rollover later, which most of them will, then you would be able to roll those new funds to the IRA. It would be a separate transaction, and it could absolutely go into that same IRA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that just wasn't sure how that works. And I was considering trying this on my own, doing my own investing. And I just really wasn't sure how to do that, if how that works. And I'd probably be a lot wiser to go with the financial advisor and let them handle all that. But
you know, I think so, sure. Jody. I mean, that would be my counsel. Here's the thing. I mean, you spend a lifetime kind of building wealth and working hard and you know, living modestly so you can put money away. And then I think, you know, to not have somebody that kind of walks alongside you and helping you manage that, make the investment decisions, you know, decide how much risk to take, how much is in bonds, how much is in stocks, you know, all of that. And, you know, to the extent you want your values aligned with your investments, even bringing a faith-based approach, you know, could be something that you may be interested in as well. So, yeah, I would reach out to a certified Kingdom advisor in your area. There's plenty of them there in Tennessee. And I'd interview two or three and see if you can find one that's, you know, a really good fit for you just in terms of rapport and experience and just the way that, you know, they're going to communicate with you that meets your needs and somebody who gets to know you and what God has for you in this next season. I think that'll be time well spent and certainly worth the cost. That's just my opinion on it. If you want to find a CKA in your area, you can go to faithfi.com, click find a professional there at the top of the page and do a zip code search. But I think you're on the right track here. You're exactly right about that 457. There's a little more flexibility there on the IRA, and you'd absolutely have the opportunity to do that more than once. So thanks for being on the program, sir, and for your kind remarks about the show. We appreciate it. Call anytime. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. So appreciate you being along with us. Again, if you'd like to find a certified Kingdom advisor in your city, these are men and women who've met high standards in character and competence, and they've had a pastor and client reference and statement of faith and annual continuing education. They've been trained to bring a biblical worldview of professional financial advice. Just head to our website, faithfi.com. There's more than 1,700 CKAs now, so there's bound to be one in your city. Right there at the top of the page, click find a professional, and I think you can interview two or three and find the one that's the best fit for you. Hey, a big thanks to my team today. I certainly couldn't do this without them. Grateful for my producer, Devin Patrick. Screening our calls today, Sandy Dickinson. Providing great research for me is Mr. Jim Henry. So thankful for everybody here at FaithFi that makes this possible. Have a great day, and hope you'll come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.